We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You need to become a Saints Happy Hour patron. It's best Saints podcast and community in the world. You get every podcast without no commercials, early access to special episodes, and patron-only perks. You get to talk to my dad on Discord, and you get cool swag box delivered to your house. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's the best commercial ever.
Welcome to the award-winning Saints Happy Hour podcast. Seriously, this podcast has won awards? American standards are dropping every day. The show features Ralph, the best host in the world, who can barely pronounce his own name, much less anyone else's.
Marcus Callaway.
Dave is that dude who loves taking bathroom breaks. He's mad about almost anything, so make sure to lower your volume when he speaks.
Put that freaking clown meme back up that I made. Jesus Christ.
Andrew has sources, watches tapes, and knows football. He rarely shows up on time and wants to commit crimes to help the Saints win.
Sean Payton would have done illegal things. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because you know it's true.
Oh, and there's also Kevin, who is great at doing mock drafts, but struggles to actually watch Saints games or have a functioning relationship.
Butterich wants to know how the doctor's doing.
That ended.
Anyway, grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy the insanity.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. Kevin, it's not the breaking news.
Yes, Ralph.
It's not the breaking news siren, because I'm hopped up on meds, NyQuil, all of it. My entire family is sick, so I just was slept till like 9:45 in the morning today. And the Saints,
God bless you for that.
The Saints are doing breaking news. We gotta move this along because my voice may or may not last. So the Saints are doing breaking news, and I'm sound asleep like a baby hopped up on meds. So they signed Cameron Jordan to a 2-year contract extension, $27.5 million. Like, all of it's guaranteed.
Wow.
Which is the most guarantees ever for a defensive player his age. He's going into year 13 with the Saints. This is his fourth contract with the Saints overall. His third, as he likes to say, earned contract, right? And to start with, it's really cool because he said in the press conference, he's like, listen, I wanted to get to 10. I wanted to get to 12 years. I want to get to 15 years. Then I'm probably out. And he's going to be like fantastic on TV. Like, we can all see it, right? He's just going to transition into TV and be great. So he's going to play for 15 years, probably his whole career with the Saints, I would think, or he'll just keep playing great and want to add more years and he'll be a Saint. So this is awesome. He's going to, this year, he's going to pass Ricky Jackson's unofficial sack record if he gets like 8 sacks. Because Ricky Jackson, he passed the official one last year. But if you add Ricky Jackson's rookie year, which NFL doesn't count sacks from that year, I don't know why. Weird. They know the number. Everybody went back and watched.
They know all the numbers from the year before, but they won't count that.
They won't count them. They're like, sacks was an official stat. 1981 and we are 82 and we don't count 1981 stats or whatever. So like, they know all
this.
Somebody went back and watched all the tape they had. So like, from all the NFL games from like 1960 something onward, they know your sack total. But anyway, so Cam Jordan's going to break the unofficial record if he gets to 8. I think he needs 8.5. And he's going to become second in most Saints games played behind Drew. And by the way, if he finishes out this contract, he should pass Breeze in that total, 228, if he can stay healthy and pass. So he's going to own like all the longevity records, the sack record, which is probably like the most prestigious Saints record on defense they have, because the Saints' history at corner sucks. So like the interception record, it's nice, but it's not like some sort of standard that'll get you into the Hall of Fame, right? Cam Jordan, he gets to 125 sacks after this deal, which, you know, you think, if, or 130, he's getting it in a can. So, I mean, your thoughts on it, Kevin, I think it's tremendous. And I don't really view it as a risk. Like, knock on whatever. But, like, the only injury he had was the eye injury. And he was ticked off that the Saints made him break his streak last year. Remember, he was spilling the tea all over Twitter. He was mad that they wouldn't let him play and keep his streak alive.
I mean, part of me wonder, like, how much of that is he's just a gamer and wants to... and just wants to battle through. And then how much of that is, you know, maybe some sort of contract. What do you call it? Like you reach a level and it's a kick up or whatever.
Incentive.
Incentive or an enhancer. I don't know. But that's neither here nor there. The fact is he wanted to play and they had to keep him out. But I'm happy about it. I mean, the numbers to me, I kind of don't care because it's Loomis. It's Loomis and it's Loomis. Right. If this was any other team, you know, maybe I would look at that and be like, well, how does this affect the cap? How does this do that? I don't pay attention to that anymore. I don't. Like, I've paid attention enough to know that the numbers are like, here we go. Look, I'm writing numbers down on a sheet of paper, and guess what? It don't mean jack shit. It's just numbers on a piece of paper. It's irrelevant. So yeah, that's how I look at the contract. Anybody responding to Adam Schefter or Pro Football Focus or these other people saying, oh, it's a terrible contract, this and that. Brother, this guy is an 8-time Pro Bowler. He's been to the Pro Bowl 6 years in a row, or he's been named to the Pro Bowl 6 seasons in a row. All pro 3 times. Like, I don't know what you want. And he's still playing well into year 12 of his career. There's no sign of a decline, of a gentle decline or anything like that. Like, granted, my worry is that when the decline comes, it'll be immediate. And there won't be a gentle decline. It'll just be he's just fallen off and he's completely washed. But
I mean,
you still have to pay the man and take the chance, and reward him for how he's played, and the expectation that he can still play. Again, it's only a 2-year deal, and you look at the depth chart. Nathan Shepard and Kalen Saunders and Carl Granderson and him. Those are your 4 starters on the defensive line. You got, I keep wanting to call him Capsaicin, but I know that's not how you pronounce his name. You got him, you got Brissee, Malcolm Roach, and Foskey Bear. Cam Jordan is the, he's one of the team captains. He's the anchor on the defense. You need that guy, even if he regresses a little. He's still important to that defense. The experience he brings, the leadership he brings, the locker room presence that he brings, that's the guy you want coaching up or bigging up your guys like Brissee and Foskey. Like, you want that.
Well,
you want Cam Jordan on that wall. You need Cam Jordan on that wall.
You need to become a Saints Happy Hour patron. It's best Saints podcast and community in the world. You get every podcast without no commercials, early access to special episodes, and patron-only perks. You get to talk to my dad on Discord, and you get cool swag box delivered to your house. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's the best commercial ever.
Here's the thing with Cam Jordan. I saw it the other day. It was a it was not PFF, but it was a advanced football. It might have been Sharp Football or one of the metric nerd places. And we hate the nerds when we hate them, but when they say something nice about the Saints, we're like, we like them now.
Right.
But this was an interesting thing is they rated all the edge run defenders in the NFL. And you know who was freaking number one? Cam Jordan. He's still, I know fans, we care about sacks, defensive end. Cam Jordan is still elite of elite against the run. And guess what head coach slash defensive coordinator cares more about his defensive ends, quote unquote, setting the edge? Guess who that is, Kevin?
Dennis Allen.
That's right. If you can't set the edge, you can't play defensive end for Dennis Allen. And Cam Jordan, going into year 13, is still doing it better than anybody else. So my worry is, like, even if his pass rush sort of dries up or whatever, as long as he's able to play,
yeah,
he's going to be good against the run. And guess what? $14 million for, like, a six-sack defensive end that is elite against the run is perfectly reasonable. And guess what? We haven't even seen the TV money yet, like the YouTube money. Like, that hasn't even really hit yet, Kevin. This contract, if Cam Jordan, let's just say he's at 9 sacks this year and 9 sacks next year, the Saints paying him $14 million will be looked at as a dollar store price bargain. Because the money in the NFL, it doesn't go, the cost doesn't go down. Like, now we say it's like little over $1 million per sack. Probably in a year, it's going to be, you're a 10 sack guy, that's $18 million.
So, question about, you mentioned the franchise sack record. So, I'm on Pro Football Reference. They've got Ricky Jackson at 123.
Oh, they added it in, see.
And Cam at 115 and a half.
That's right.
And they say that these numbers go back to 1982. I just wanted to see, like, how many sacks Cam would need. So it is 8. If he gets 8 solo sacks, he'll pass Ricky Jackson. But here's the crazy thing. Cam Jordan has recorded 424 solo tackles. Guess how many recorded solo tackles Ricky Jackson has.
Dude, it's got to be like 700 maybe? How much?
I should have prefaced this by saying whatever number you guess, you're going to be way off.
What is it?
1,104.
Wow.
So
I mean, but here's
Jackson, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a great, as we wrap up, this is a great point for you to bring up Ricky Jackson, because Ricky Jackson, they didn't play the same position, but they are very similar in this way. Defensive players in the NFL to be awesome after 30. Are unicorns.
So, I tell you what. If you want to look at defensive end, defensive end, hit the comp would be Wayne Martin.
Okay.
He played from 89 to 99 with the Saints, 171 games, 82 and a half sacks in that span, 462 recorded solo tackles. So, Cam's already got him beat in every other metric. Yeah, I'm looking at it. Yeah, the only thing is the solo tackle. So if he's got to get 39 more solo tackles, and then he'll have eclipsed. No, not 39. I'm sorry. 532. So he'll have to get 100 and...
That's a lot of solo tackles.
110 more.
Ooh, that's 109
more, and then he'll have done it.
That's a lot of solo tackles in 3 years. But your point to that is, like, post-30,
yeah,
Cam Jordan is incredible. Post, like, Ricky Jackson, I would argue, is the best over 30-year-old linebacker in the history of NFL. Like, Lawrence Taylor was kind of washed at, like, 30, 31. Ricky Jackson at, like, 33, 34 is getting, like, 10.5 sacks and being all pro. So, like, and that's right. The thing with Cam. Like, if you look at him, it's like he's just like a blue flame. Like, he just – even in the COVID year where
we right. Like, I mean, there's nothing – like, honestly, Ricky Jackson and Cam Jordan – those, it's like it's a pair of supernovas next to one another. Because again, the closest ones after that are Wayne Martin with 82.5, Pat Swilling 76.5, and Will Smith 67.5.
Yeah,
and even, I mean Ricky Jackson and Cam Jordan. It's basically like it's imagine two horses beating everybody else by like 10-12 lengths down at the fairgrounds. But it's a neck and neck race with them.
I mean, the dude hasn't had less than 7.5 sacks since his rookie year. But the point is, like, even the 2020, the COVID year, where we were like, he had like one or two sacks with like 5 games to go, and we're like, maybe Cam, maybe this is he's finally like hit the wall and that thing. And then he got the COVID, and we were like, oh, he got the good. Maybe he got that good COVID, because he like went boom, boom, and had like 6 sacks in the last like 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And just in a general sense, I know certain fans are like, listen, I just want to win, and we all want to win, and we just want the best players and all this. But there's something to me about certain players for the Saints that have been a long time, and in this day and age, like, players don't start and finish with one team. Like, it just doesn't happen. Great player.
No.
Even like J.J. Watt. And for the Saints, you know, they're probably going to have their greatest quarterback, Drew Brees, basically start. I mean, he played in San Diego, but he started his true greatness in New Orleans, finished it in New Orleans, finished the Saints. Cam Jordan's going to start Saints, finish Saints entirely, his career there. Jimmy Graham is coming back. And I think that's the thing that I think as fans, it most excites us, even though we know Jimmy Graham's not going to be great this year. Like, New Orleans loved him the most. So the fact that he gets to end here in the place where he did his greatest work and we loved him the most, like, that's cool. And I just think it's going to be cool. Like, if Cam Jordan can stay healthy and in at the end of 2025, his final game, he can do the little presentation and we can give him the plaque and the cake and all that. Like, that's cool. As a fan, yeah. I like that.
So let me say this, because I think you might be misremembering the numbers on the COVID stuff. Okay. So in 2020, and let me go back to this. 2020, he finished with 7.5 sacks. That was not the COVID year.
Okay.
The COVID year was the next season, 2021. Oh.
That's right.
So I'm looking at his numbers. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4. He's got 4 sacks through the first 12 weeks. Did not play. There's the COVID. Comes back, and in the final 4 weeks, 2
that's
sacks.
Right. You're right. That's right.
2 sacks, 3.5 sacks.
Yeah, that's right.
1 sack.
That's
so
right.
He got 7.5. He got 8.5 sacks in the final 4 weeks of 2021.
You're right.
And was basically like, don't fucking play me now. Like, don't doubt me now. And the guy still made the Pro Bowl.
That's right. You're right. I was thinking he got COVID when the world was caring about COVID, but he actually got it the next year.
Late in 2021.
Yeah, he missed the Miami. He was part of the Miami game, I think, where like everybody had it. Like, right? And they were playing Ian Book, and that I think that was the week that Cam Jordan missed. Maybe not.
But no, that was the Jets game.
Okay.
You're right.
It was
the Saints won that when 30-9. The Miami game they lost 20-3.
No, you're right. And he was already back by then.
So let me see. Who the hell was playing quarterback?
But to your point, and it's even better. Ian Book. But just to put a bow on this.
Yeah.
He's Ring of Honor Saint. He's probably I mean, he's going to be, I mean, I would say if you do the Mount Rushmore, right, you got four, you got Drew, you got Ricky Jackson, you got Willie Rofe, and you're probably going to have Cam Jordan because they're all going to be, they're all going to. All going to be in camp.
It feels weird now. No. But this is a good feeling. Is it feels weird now that we're at a position where you can take Archie off that thing.
That's right.
You know, hell, look, I would argue he didn't belong on it in the first place. I know that makes me a heathen to some. But you know, Sam Mills is off of it. You know, yeah. Deuce is probably off of it. Like so many other players that over the years. Yeah. Like swilling off of it.
Defensive player of the year, yeah.
Right. And it's like now we're getting, okay, Breeze is on there. Breeze, a permanent resident. Cam probably going to wind up on it. Ricky will probably stay on it.
Rofe.
And then the fourth, what you said, Willie Rofe. And it's like, I mean, who are you debating taking off that?
Are you taking Morton off? Are you taking Rofe
exactly.
off? If Jari Evans makes the Hall of Fame eventually, which he might because he was a best guard, let's slide him up, you know? Maybe since we're feeling great today, maybe Michael Thomas rebounds and puts together three, four great years, you know? But it's a great thing to have because people like me and Kevin who are old, where we're like, a Mount Rushmore of the Saints?
You want that problem. You want to be able to point back 30 years or whatever it is. Well, shit, we're getting close to 40 now. God damn. You point back 30 plus years and say, man, these guys were dope. They were great. They made this team watchable. They made this team competitive, all this other kind of stuff. And then you get this whole new crop of guys who were like, they dominated. They did this, they did that, blah, 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 blah. And it's like and it's great because it forces you. It'll eventually force us to say, let's knock off the Mount Rushmore nonsense and let's just do like a top 10 and make sure we're trying to give our flowers to as many deserving people as possible.
I mean, the Saints Hall of Fame, when they did it, they were one of the first teams. And I'll end on this. When they were one of the first teams to actually do like a team Hall of Fame. And they did it. I want to say like at the beginning of Mora, where they had just made like one playoff spot. So like it was a national joke. It was like the Saints have a freaking Hall of Fame. They've made
founded in 1987.
Yeah, they founded in 1987. They hadn't even made the playoffs yet. And people were like, the Saints made a Hall of Fame. They haven't even had a winning season. They haven't even made the playoffs. And they have a Hall of Fame. Who are they going to put in it? And like it was kind of like, you know, it was fun. It was great in these historic Saints. But like now you look at them and you'd be like, no, if you wouldn't get in now. But like you say, it's a great thing that the Saints have had all these people.
1987 was the first winning season in franchise history.
That's right. So they celebrated with the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
They're like, we're building a Hall of Fame. Who are we putting into it? We'll find some people. And guys, thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening to the free version. If you do, and please support the podcast. We have all kinds of awesome perks that patrons get. You don't get to have to listen to the ads. You get access to the Discord. You get a swag box and you support the show. You allow us to feed Thomas with the finest Polish meat and cheeses until his body bursts. And it's just a great way to support the podcast you love. So go to Saints Happy Hour, support Saints Happy Hour. And until next time, the bar is closed.